So the epistle for the sixth Sunday after the Epiphany is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Brethren, we give thanks to God for you all, make a remembrance of you in our prayers without ceasing, being mindful of the work of your faith and labor and charity, and of the enduring of the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ before God and our Father. Knowing, brethren, beloved of God, your election, for our gospel hath not been unto you in word only, but in power also, in the Holy Ghost, and in much fullness, as you have known what manner of men we have been among you for your sakes. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, receiving the word in much tribulation with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that you were made a pattern to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you was spread abroad the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and in Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith, which is towards God, is gone forth, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves relate of us what manner of entering in we have unto you, and how ye turned to gods from idols, to serve the living and the true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised up from the dead, Jesus, who hath delivered us from the wrath to come. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 13. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to the multitudes. The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which is the least indeed of all seeds. But when it is grown up, it is greater than all herbs, and becometh the tree, so that the birds of the air come and dwell in the branches thereof. Another parable he spoke to them. The kingdom of heaven is like to leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, until the whole was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke in parables to the multitudes, and without parables he did not speak to them, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things hidden from the foundation of the world. Please be seated. I will open my mouth in parables. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We have seen that our Lord Jesus Christ, he speaks in parables. Parables, one, to teach a lesson, but also to instruct. That our Lord uses these stories as a means to try to help us to understand our faith, to understand the lessons that we are to learn. And so in the gospel today, we have 2 different parables that our Lord gives to us. 2 different parables that amount to the understanding of the same thing, the growth of our faith. And the one that our Lord uses, the mustard seed, it is one that we can see what our Lord is trying to explain to us. The mustard seed being such a small seed, and yet it continues to grow. And it grows into a very large tree then. And our Lord is trying to equate, he's trying to give us that analogy to help us to understand that our faith must be the same way. That yes, our faith starts off very small, but then it continues to grow until it becomes something that is very large. And that is the responsibility that we all have. In studying of our faith, in understanding our faith, the church history class that I teach at the school, it is something that was given by the author of the book of church history to illustrate the beginning of the faith, the beginning of the church. And he utilized this parable, this mustard seed, to try to show that. That is what the apostles went out and did. They had this small beginning. It was only the 12 of them going out to preach to all nations. And then you can continue to see how the faith grew. That the faith is something that is universal. And it was because of that small beginning. The small beginnings that the apostles went out and were willing to preach, to illustrate and to show to them. And I explained to the students that also, because of the conviction that they had in their faith, it allowed the people then to become attached to that faith. Because they could see that they were willing to die for this faith, for this belief in our Lord Jesus Christ, and so therefore it helped them, the people, to believe also. And so it is a twofold lesson for us, that we have that same obligation to learn our faith, to understand our faith, to pass on our faith. And then from that, from the passing on of our faith, of the true belief that we have in our faith, the conviction that we have, that is how others will believe. I mean, that is one, how our children will truly believe in the faith that they are given. It is a gift of God. And therefore, it must be given, and it must be explained, and it must be loved and understood. And so when we think about the apostles going out, what a daunting task it was for them to realize that our Lord has given them this mission to go out to preach to all nations, to give to the faith to the entire world what our Lord had given to them. And so, yes, it was a daunting task, but they were blessed with the grace of God. They were strengthened by the coming of the Holy Ghost to them. And by the Holy Ghost coming to them, they were able to preach and they were able to have this conviction, this strength of character. Because we know before that, when our Lord died, they hid themselves in the upper room. They were afraid of what, say, the Jews could do to them. That they would be persecuted. They would be put in prison. And so they were afraid to go out. But then when the Holy Ghost came to them and gave them that fortitude and that grace to go out, they were willing then to go out to preach to all nations. And not only going out to preach to all nations, but then to die for the faith. That willingness that they had, and as I say, that conviction that they had, is what allowed the faith to grow. And that is where we can see then this mustard seed. It is not just, say, a knowledge, a book knowledge of the faith. It must also be something that is more important than that. It is to understand, and it is also to then pass on this faith, this knowledge that we have. Because through the conviction, through the love that we have and the understanding of our faith, that is how people will believe. Yes, all well and good if we can explain everything, if everything is clear to us intellectually. But if we are unwilling to put it into practice, or we don't show that we understand it and we practice it, people will not believe it. People will not then follow you because you just can explain it. You have to live your faith. And then that is the understanding that we have with this idea of the mustard seed, of how it continues to grow. Book knowledge is not sufficient. We need it, yes, to be able to explain to other people our faith. We need it to be able to hand that down to our children. But I would say that the example that we give our children is much more important than any book knowledge we can give to them. Of us living our faith is the most important thing. That is what our children will follow. That is what our children will see, because they see it every day. You may not have an opportunity to explain to your children every day or go over lessons of the catechism. But if you live your life, if you live a Catholic life, that is what you are handing down to your children. And that is what we try to do in the school also, to hand to them the faith that they have, to have them see in it, for it to be explained, yes, but also lived before their eyes. And that is what we understand about the mustard seed growing. It is necessary to study our faith. And that is something that I encourage all of you to do. You must study your faith. You must live your faith. Because it is hard for us to love something that we do not know. So yes, there is the obligation that we must try to live our faith and to know it. But the more that you can try to have the conviction of your faith before your children's eyes, the more that they will take to it. But if it is simply just something that is just book knowledge to them, you just make them memorize and that's it, a lot of times they will then lose the faith. Because it is just purely memorization at that point. But if you can live the faith, if you can show to them the importance in the faith itself, well, then they will want to learn more. They will want to know more about their faith. And so that is the important lesson for us to try to learn. You know, it says that our Lord speaks in parables. Sometimes there's parables for the people back then, they did not understand. And our Lord justified that by saying, let those that have ears, let them hear. Those that want to understand the parables, they will. Those that don't want to understand them, they will be oblivious to it. Oblivious, and they'll go their merry way. And so the responsibility, the mission that we all have is not only to live our faith, but to have the conviction to practice our faith. That is how the faith grew in the early church. How this mustard seed continued to grow. Because I would say if the apostles did not have that conviction of living the faith, it would not have been blessed by God. It would not have grown as it did. But because they had the grace from the Holy Ghost, they had the grace of Almighty God in them, they were able to then preach, and then by preaching it, the people believed in it. Because they had the conviction. And I would say that parents that have the conviction of their faith, that they live their faith each day, their children will have a much better chance of saving their soul, will have a much better chance of keeping to their faith. Because if you remember back in January where we talked about the Feast of the Holy Family, and that question of wondering, why do some keep the faith, why do some lose the faith, when a lot of times they've had the same opportunities. And I said it would be nice if we had the answer, but we don't. Sometimes it is just free will, yes. But then sometimes it is also from the fact that if we do not illustrate to them that we have conviction in what we believe, it is empty words to them. It is completely empty to them. It goes in one ear and out the other. They may memorize it for a test, spit it out when the test comes, and then they're done. But if we can illustrate to them that we believe and we love our faith and we have conviction in our faith, they will at least take notice. Does it change the fact that they have free will? No. It is up to them then to accept the faith. But that is how the early faith grew. That is how in the early church, how it was able for the faith to continue to grow and to reach to all the ends of the world. It was a grace of God, yes. But it was also that the apostles truly believed in what they were preaching. And by truly believing what they preached, they were able to convert people. They were able to have the people believe in what they said and what they did. And then the ultimate sacrifice of giving of their lives was that validation of them truly believing in that. That they would go that far as to give up their life for this faith. And so when our Lord gives us this parable, and as I said, the two parables in here, it is talking about increasing of our faith, whether the leaven or then the mustard seed itself. But that mustard seed, how important that is to understand. What a small seed it is, what a big tree it grows into, and how strong that it is. The birds of the air can come and stay on the branches. Our Lord is illustrating the strength that our faith must have. That it won't be something that is wishy-washy, that is something that we can't explain to other people. Or when tribulation comes, when we lose hope, we lose faith. It cannot be like that. And that is why we have an obligation to study our faith. For any of us, the education does not stop once we leave school. You parents know the education that you must give to your children when they're young, but then as they continue to grow, to try to help them with their faith. I mean, even as priests, it is the same thing, the same understanding. We must study an hour a day, on top of the other responsibilities too. We must continue to try to learn our faith. You would think that after 6 years at the seminary, 6 or 7 years at the seminary, that we would know all that is need to know. But it's not. We have to continue to study. And so I would say for you parents, all the more so, you have to continue to study your faith. Why not on Sunday, to help sanctify it, study the catechism, explain it to the children then. How often we just think because we come to Mass, we fulfill the Sunday obligation, that's it. That's all we have to do. The rest of the day is ours. And that is not the case. God has given us so much, can we not try to give back to God? Can we not try to study the catechism? Can we not try to instill that in our children? To read them a story, to read them something about the saints. It is an obligation that God has given to us to know our faith. And so, these parables that our Lord gives, it is very true. He spoke in parables. He spoke in parables to help us to understand. All of us can relate to stories. We can relate to analogies. That's the whole idea of it. Analogy is something that is similar to us, and then therefore it explains something else that may be unfamiliar to us. And so our Lord instructed the faithful that way. Well, now it's the same way for all of us to instruct our children. To give them stories, to give them parables, to try to help them to understand. Because if we do so, if we show to them the love that we have for our faith, if we show them the conviction we have in our faith, they will listen to what we have to say. And I think that can be a very telling sign of why some children lose the faith and some don't. It may come down to the conviction that the parents have. But if for them, all they show to them is we come to Mass, we sit there for an hour and a half, and then we go home and that's it, that is what the children will see. And that is all that the children will give. And if that's all we're giving to God, heaven help us. We have much more responsibility than that. And so pray for these graces. Beg God for these graces, for our families, for our souls, that we do understand our faith, but more importantly, that we love our faith and we have the conviction in our faith. Because by having that conviction, our faith will grow like the mustard seed. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.